Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. In this video, I want to share with you another update on the FTX situation. If you've been following the channel, you'll know that Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder and chief executive of FTX, donated a lot of money to the political parties in the USA. I recently posted a video which gave you the full details, which showed that he donated over $40 million to the Democrats. And it's reported that he also donated a similar sum directly to the Republicans. So he was betting on both horses in a two-horse race, which seems a little bit unusual at face value. And you have to question why Sam Bankman-Fried was doing this. And in today's video, I'm going to share with you a letter that was sent by Congress to the Securities and Exchange Commission relating to an investigation that was undertaken into the crypto markets and specifically into FTX. And this letter potentially gives us a much better understanding as to why Sam Bankman-Fried was donating so much money to those political parties. So in today's episode, we'll go through exactly what Sam Bankman-Fried had been doing. We'll have a look at this investigation that the SEC started against the crypto markets. And let's not forget that the crypto markets are not regulated at the moment. So the SEC was under no legal obligation to do this, but it decided that it wanted to look into what was going on in the crypto markets. We'll then look at a letter that eight members of Congress sent directly to the SEC, discouraging them from continuing with this investigation. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary as to what I think was going on here and what the implications of this are, not just for FTX, but also for all of the politicians that are involved. So before we get started on all of that, if I could ask you for a thumbs up at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters, so if you don't have time to watch the whole thing, you can pick and choose what you'd like to see. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon, and Amazon shopping links. And once again, I'd like to say thank you so much to everybody that has supported the channel during 2022. I really, really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. Now, before we go on any further, I'd like to talk to you about today's sponsor, Atlas VPN, and share with you their latest exclusive deal. If you use the internet without any form of protection, you leave yourself exposed to tracking, hacking, and advertising. Using Atlas VPN protects you from all of these. Atlas VPN provides you with comprehensive security and is used by more than 6 million people worldwide. So it's great news that you can stop hacking and tracking and data breaches. But Atlas VPN can also save you money and offer you a whole new world of entertainment because it allows you to change your location, which gives you the opportunity to get better deals and to access content that may not be available in your region. Atlas VPN is available to use on unlimited devices for one subscription. And Atlas VPN is currently offering a 3-year deal where you can get protection for $1.70 per month, including a 30-day money-back guarantee. And this is the best deal that Atlas VPN has offered this year. To purchase this exclusive Joe Blogs offer, please click in the description below. As I mentioned in the introduction, Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX were major donors to political parties in the USA. Over the course of the last 12 months or so, FTX donated around $40 million to the Democratic Party, and it's been reported that in interviews, Sam Bankman-Fried stated that he also gave a similar sum to the Republicans using dark methods. He said that it would have been reported very negatively in the press if he'd come out and officially given the money to the Republicans. So he did it in ways that are very difficult to trace. So if that's true, that means that Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX donated over $80 million to political causes. And the question is, why did he do that? Because if you're a politically motivated individual, if you're a Democrat or a Republican in the USA, then you may well want to support either one of those parties to try to give them the best possible position to win as many seats as possible. But if you're giving the money equally to both parties, that neutralizes out any of the donation. It sort of becomes pointless because both parties have got the same amount of capital and therefore they can do the same amount of promotion. So there doesn't seem to be any real political reason for doing that. So the only real motivation that you can read into this is that Sam Bankman-Fried was doing this to gain favor with both the parties and the individuals that he was giving that money to. Because in addition to the $40 million that he gave to the parties, he also backed individual campaigns from individual congresspeople. And as I also mentioned at the start of the video, the crypto markets are currently not regulated, so they don't have to comply with any rules and regulations that are set by some sort of body. But over the course of the next few years, it's extremely likely that that will change, that regulation will be brought in, because a lot of people are losing a lot of money. And as we found out from the FTX situation, there was a lot of fraud in the business. So things need to change. Protection and regulation will be brought in. And Sam Bankman-Fried was aware of this. So I think he was ahead of the game. I think what he was wanting to do was try to have some influence on the regulation that was brought in. He wanted to be involved in those discussions and for FTX to be able to have some sort of control as to how things were going to change. Now, one really interesting thing that has come to light is that the SEC were undertaking some investigations into the crypto markets. They were writing to various firms and asking for detailed information as to how they were structured and how they were going about managing risk. And it turns out that FTX was one of the companies that the SEC had written to ask for this detailed information. Now, it may be entirely coincidental, but following that request for information from FTX, a letter was sent from the US Congress, signed by 8 members of the Congress, asking the SEC to justify exactly why they were spending time and effort and money investigating the crypto markets. So let's have a look at that letter, and then we'll talk about the potential ramifications of this afterwards. This letter, dated the 16th of March 2022, was sent by 8 members of Congress, being Tom Emmer, Warren Davidson, Byron Donalds, Ted Budd, Darren Soto, Jake Auchincloss, Josh Gottheimer, and Richie Torres. And this letter says, "We have questions regarding the Securities and Exchange Commission utilization of Division of Enforcement and Division of Examination authorities to obtain information relating to cryptocurrency and blockchain firms. These authorities are better suited to the SEC's divisions charged with seeking public commentary as part of the rulemaking process." It goes on to say, "The SEC's regulatory functions, while broad, are limited to the extent of its statutorily mandated jurisdiction. It appears that there has been a recent trend towards employing the Enforcement Division's investigative functions to gather information from unregulated cryptocurrency and blockchain industry participants in a manner inconsistent with the Commission's standards for initiating investigations. We have reason to believe that these requests might be at odds with the Paperwork Reduction Act. We understand that the fruits of these requests will help the staff assess the merits of an investigation at its earlier stage. However, pursuant to the PRA, in seeking information from the American public, federal agencies must be good stewards of the public's time and not overwhelm them with unnecessary or duplicative requests for information. To help us understand how and why the SEC is soliciting information from private firms relating to cryptocurrency and blockchain, we ask you to please respond to the following questions. Number 1. Over the past 5 years, how many voluntary document requests has the SEC sent to individuals, project teams, entities, or the like regarding activities relating to cryptocurrency, digital assets, or other uses of blockchain technology? Please provide a year-by-year breakdown of these requests or an approximation if such a breakdown is not available. Number 2. On average, year-by-year, for the past 5 years, how many questions did the SEC ask in each voluntary document request to relevant entities? Number 3. Year-by-year, what is the average timeline for each company to respond to these requests? Number 4. On average, year-by-year, for the last 5 years, what are the expected compliance costs imposed on relative entities to respond to your Commission's voluntary document requests? Number 5. Has the SEC conducted a cost-benefit analysis to determine the fairness and efficacy of its requests? Number 6. Have any relevant entities elected not to respond to SEC's voluntary document requests? If so, how many? How many of these firms directly or indirectly have been penalised for not responding to the voluntary document request? Number 7. While Form 1662 and 2866 are provided with voluntary document requests, could the voluntary nature of the request be made clearer to the recipient? Does the request articulate the indirect consequences of no response? Number 8. When a voluntary document request is sent, does the SEC indicate to the firm whether the SEC has already launched an informal investigation into the company? Number 9, what proportion of all approximate numbers of hours spent over the past 5 years on these voluntary document requests over the past 5 years are allocated towards crypto and blockchain subject matter as compared to all other SEC-interested subject matters? Number 10, when deciding to open a matter under inquiry, MUI, the SEC lists basic considerations and affords SEC staff initiating an MUI significant discretion. After SEC staff initiate an MUI, what process occurs to craft and send a voluntary document request? What level of SEC staff compose the document? Who at the SEC approves the requests? And does the SEC receive final approval from the Office of Management and Budget? Number 11, the SEC is required to determine a specific objective met by the collection of information and develop a plan for future use of the information. Is the requested firm clearly made aware of the specific objective and the SEC's plan for future use of the information collected? Number 12, is there a limit to the number of voluntary document requests the SEC can send per year? Number 13, during your tenure, has the SEC tested the collection method of information specifically on the crypto and blockchain industry through a pilot program? What have these tests illuminated? Thank you for your attention to this important matter. Your response will help provide us with a better understanding of the SEC's authority to secure the information and transparency it feels it requires, while also ensuring these types of requests are not overburdensome, unnecessary, and do not stifle innovation. Wow, congratulations to anybody that is still awake after listening to all of that. That is the definition of a wild goose chase letter. All of those requests there are long, boring, relatively pointless, and difficult to actually satisfy. So what this indicates is that this letter was really designed to put the SEC off from continuing its investigations into the crypto markets. There's no specifics in there. There's no detail as to we don't want you to do it for this reason or that reason. This is just a long request of information that potentially would take a long period of time to pull together for somebody, and really was a strong steer to the SEC that Congress was not supportive of these investigations into crypto. But the big question here is, why was that letter sent? Now, there's nothing formally recorded, but the investigation into the cryptocurrency firms that was started at the beginning of 2022 was apparently suspended following receipt of that letter. So let's take a step back and try to work out what's going on here. And let's surmise a number of things. If FTX did receive a letter from the SEC at the beginning of 2022 asking for detailed information on a variety of different things, and FTX decided that it didn't want to respond to that, it didn't want to provide all of that information, but equally, by not responding, it didn't want to send any warning signals to the SEC that something untoward was going on. If that was happening, then potentially FTX could have contacted a number of different members of Congress and asked them to put some form of response together to the SEC to ask exactly why the SEC was investigating crypto firms. So potentially that could have happened. And potentially, therefore, those Congress members could have written a really long and boring letter to the SEC trying to put them off, trying to say, actually, you don't really want to carry on with this because it's a waste of time. And the more you waste everybody else's time, we're going to waste your time by asking you for information requests about all sorts of things. So potentially that could have happened. And then potentially the SEC could have dropped its investigation into FTX as a result of not wanting to waste all of its time responding to letters to the Congress when it actually could be going and doing something much more useful. So theoretically, all of that could have happened. And what we've seen from that letter is there was an actual letter that was written by Congress that was sent to the SEC. And it looks likely that the SEC then decided to shelve their investigation into crypto and it didn't go any further. Now, as I mentioned, crypto isn't a market that's currently regulated. So the SEC was under no obligation to investigate FTX. But if they had have done that, if they decided that there was merit in looking further into the situation, potentially it could have saved a lot of people who put money onto the FTX platform over the course of the last 6 months from losing the majority of that cash. And I guess this really raises the question as to why Sam Bankman-Fried was providing such heavy political donations to both the Democrats and the Republicans. Was he doing it because he wanted to support the political campaigns, or was he doing it to benefit his own goals? So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, as I mentioned at the start of the video, Sam Bankman-Fried was a major political donator. He gave around $80 million to the Republicans and the Democrats over the course of the last 12 months or so. And at the time that those donations were being made, it was assumed that Sam Bankman-Fried was doing that for political reasons. However, I think what we've seen today puts those political donations into a different light. The Securities and Exchange Commission had decided to start investigating crypto because they were concerned that private individuals were exposed to the risk of losing large amounts of money. And they were undertaking those initial investigations to get more detail on how the companies were operating, how they were structured, what sort of risk management processes were in place, to make a decision as to whether or not that market should move into the world of being regulated. Now, from a big picture perspective, that's what the SEC has been set up to do. It's there to decide whether or not regulation should be brought in, and if it is, what form it should take. And the best way of doing that is obviously to discuss with the companies who are involved, see what's happening right now, see what happens in the wider market, and then make those decisions. So this was all part of a very normal investigation that the SEC should have been undertaking. And of course, crypto has always been big news, and it tends to divide opinion. People either love it or they hate it. And a lot of politicians are very negative towards the crypto market. It has a long-standing reputation of being linked to the criminal underworld, and therefore there's a lot of concern about it moving into the mainstream markets. So when you take all of that into account, the letter that we went through in some detail earlier, and apologies if you did fall asleep during that section of the video, but I wanted to go through it really to show how detailed the information requests were. But that letter seemed really unusual because at the heart of it, Congress were questioning whether the SEC should be wasting time and effort looking into the ins and outs of the crypto market, and specifically what was going on with individual crypto companies. Now, at the time that letter was written in March, the crypto markets had started to come off. They'd started to fall. So people had started to lose money. So actually, the SEC's investigation was well-timed. And when you look at what's happened during the course of 2022, the crypto markets have absolutely crashed. They've collapsed. So the timing of this investigation was really quite good by the SEC. If they'd have gone in, identified major issues, and decided that they needed to bring some sort of regulation into place, then potentially it could have reduced some of the losses that people have incurred over the last 12 months or so. But rather than that happening, what appears to have happened is that the letter from Congress discouraged SEC from taking their investigations any further. And so the investigation was shelved and went no further forward in terms of any regulations being applied against the crypto markets. Now, obviously, we don't have any direct link between Sam Bankman-Fried, FTX, and that letter being sent. However, it has been reported in the press that a number of the people who signed that letter from Congress received direct support from either Sam Bankman-Fried, FTX, or one of the associated parties. So there is a potential that influence may have been applied by Sam Bankman-Fried towards Congress to try to get them to discourage the SEC from taking their investigations any further. Now, if it turns out that that theory is correct, then that would obviously mean that Sam Bankman-Fried was making his political donations to further his own game, to move things forward for FTX and his business, rather than just doing it for altruistic purposes. And it potentially then puts a question mark over all of the people who received those donations. Now, if you've been following the channel, you'll know I recently posted a video on the political donations, and all of those donations are now trying to be returned. The parties are pulling together all of the figures, and they're announcing that they'll either give it back to John Ray as part of the FTX bankruptcy, or they'll donate the money directly to charity. So all of the politicians involved are now trying to disassociate themselves with the donations that came from FTX, because these have now been caught up in the criminal charges against Sam Bankman-Fried. He's accused of breaching campaign financing rules, and so all of those donations are now officially regarded as dirty money. So once again, in today's video, we've seen another facet of the FTX bankruptcy. There are so many parts of both the financial and political world that have been infected by this deal, and I'm sure over the course of the next few months that more and more things will come to light. So hopefully you've enjoyed today's video, you found it thought-provoking, interesting and informative. If you've liked what I've said, then please give me a thumbs up, and thanks for watching this video all the way through to the end.